Perhaps the protest song is a bit like a political pamphlet, a rapid response to oppression, a quick reaction that can explode onto YouTube while the oppressors are still sleeping. Singer Amel Matlouti stood up on a box and sang her song at the start of the Arab Spring in Tunis. No one stopped her, someone filmed her, and the whole scene appeared overnight on YouTube. Makes the message accessible to all. It's not overly intellectual or even properly evidenced. It's art and politics in their truest form, and usefully it can be re-sculpted to suit time and purpose. But its message is universal. The singer combines their personal and political pain with music, as did Tori Amos when she was raped at knife point, and Sam Cooke when he cried out for racism to end. It's a tragic irony that both Cooke and Malcolm X were dead before any signs of change. In the end, springing from struggle and raging for change, the protest song remains powerful and painful, a vehicle of truth.
They don't hang you because you're a Baptist, they hang you because you're black. They don't attack me because I'm a Muslim, they attack me because I'm black. You can't deny that. Anytime you live in the 20th century and you walking around here singing, "We shall overcome," the government has failed. This is part of what's wrong with you. You do too much singing.
Today is a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
To make sure that women don't feel scared to go out in public no matter what they're wearing. Women are raped no matter if they're dressing in miniskirts or in a burqa.
Yes means yes! No means no! And everything
and a man on my back, and I sang holy, holy as he buttoned down his pants.
No matter if they're dressing in miniskirts or in a burqa.
Yes means yes! No means no!
Things you